Farm Leaders proud to have the voice of Farm Bureau. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. This week, close to 200 farm leaders from across Tennessee have been attending the 98th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation in Phoenix, Arizona, taking in educational workshops and setting policy for the organization. Gibson County row crop producer Jason Lucky.
First off, you get here and there's the breakouts that you can go and make yourself more astute and ready to be an advocate for agriculture. Make yourself more educated in the issues that are facing our industry today, and then just setting in on the policy and developing the policy to lead agriculture into the next decade, the next century. You know, it's just great to be a part of shaping the future of agriculture.
Overton County produce, tobacco, and beef cattle farmer Willard Brown says Farm Bureau is his voice because the organization represents all of agriculture.
To me, it's the foremost organization in the United States to do that. Because one of the wonderful things that has always made me proud of Farm Bureau is the fact that they represent every walk of the farming community, everybody, fairly. They allow for the debate. They allow for the surfacing of ideas. We agree on what we want, and everybody stands behind that. So they are probably the only farm organization in this country that represents and supports all types of farming.
Row crop and livestock farmer Mike Scudder says Farm Bureau continues to be the one organization he's come to rely on.
Oh, I'm extremely proud to be Farm Bureau. I've been on different boards of different organizations, you know, for the past 25 or 30 years, and without a doubt, Farm Bureau is the most important organization I've ever been associated with.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.